Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Cynthia Jenkins. Cynthia Jenkins is the Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of Skillionaire Games by SkillsGap, mobile career games that connect our most needed jobs to those who need them most in advanced manufacturing, cyber, technology, life sciences, and healthcare. Unique to the market, players are fed custom career content and pathways based on their location, preferences, and in-game proficiencies. Headquartered in Greenville, South Carolina, with a West Coast office in Orange County, California, SkillsGap's mission is to cultivate as many skillionaires as possible by connecting youth, specifically the underserved, to life-changing careers through game-changing play. Well, good afternoon, Cynthia. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brian. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you jumping on, making the time. Hailing out of California there in Orange County, my old stomping grounds. Love when I get to chat with some folks out there. Just awesome. And Cynthia, we're going to jump right into your questions because I want to get your story out to our audience. And let's talk a little bit about Skillionaire Games and SkillsGap. What inspired you and your team to create Skillionaire Games? And how does it reflect SkillsGap's mission to bridge the gap between young individuals and careers in advanced manufacturing, cyber, technology, life sciences, and healthcare?
Brian, I love that you went for the jugular there, the big question. So I'm gonna admit that this was sort of a galvanizing era. I know anytime there's any sort of innovation or really cool idea, you go for a galvanizing moment with a coconut on your head. This is more of an era, but I'll give you the abridged version. So SkillsGap, yes, is our B2B company name that was inspired specifically by the SkillsGap. We have two P's in ours. And the skills gap is essentially the talent shortage specifically for skill-based labor. And these are careers that don't necessarily require a four-year degree. So careers in advanced manufacturing, cyber, healthcare, as you've just mentioned. And so what the talent deficit is no joke in the skills gap. It's about 85 million by 2030. However, we have about 65 million high school graduates within the same time frame. So it's not a people problem. It's an awareness problem. And so in our old lives, my partner and CEO, Tina Zwolinski, we had a branding and marketing agency that specifically worked on stigma reversal around these careers. And we worked for states as well as the big companies trying to recruit this talent, this pipeline. And those are the Volvos, the BMWs, the Boeings. And the needle would move, but not to the level that it needed to really, you know, close the gap. So the galvanizing moment is coming, as did COVID. So COVID comes, and clearly, as you know, and the world knows, I won't be redundant. But our virtual lives just became a lot more robust in terms of engagement, education, et cetera. And so we were all on our devices, and we learned that 97% of us have access to a smartphone and 96% are gamers. So it was literally a chocolate and peanut butter Reese's moment where what if we could put those two together and develop a career gaming platform, essentially leveraging the fun and engagement play of gaming and incorporating career awareness within those games specific to the industry we were supporting. So that's the genesis of both SkillsGap and Skillionaire Games.
Love that. You know, when you're having fun with learning, you go way further, and we all know that. And like I said, that was just an amazing, I guess, Reese's moment, as you call it. I just love that. But yes, that's how we're going to get people to get interested in learning this stuff. So,
well, you know, Brian, it's interesting because when we first started, we thought, okay, we're going to have to make we made these games super fun. We did not mess around. We went straight to support from developers that were involved in Scopely and Sega and, you know, the really fun franchise games. But our assumption was that we would really have to hide the broccoli, you know, with career awareness and some of the skills that we'd have to put all this fun stuff for us to, you know, hide the learning stuff, so to speak. That wasn't the case. It's really interesting. This generation how much they crave having the agency to navigate their own futures and their own choices. And so we ended up, our games are really, really, I would at one time surprising for us, but a really fun hybrid between, well, fun, and then of course the broccoli, which actually does not have to be broccoli anymore.
Thank you. I appreciate you expanding on that a bit. And Cynthia, next question for you is, how do you approach game development to ensure Skillionaire games are not only engaging and fun, but also educational and effective in mapping out career pathways for players based on their location, preferences, and in-game performance?
So this is actually where we're very unique. I had mentioned earlier that career gaming is a new category. I don't think there's anyone else in line with it, specifically with mobile gamification. And so I had mentioned that we enlisted the support of developers on their really, really fun franchise games. We also, in the industries we support, so we have, you know, our cyber IT game called Cyber Watchdog, a life sciences game called Rad Lab. We actually went to industry themselves to help inform some of the content. And then gamifying that is a science. I mean, there's a lot of behavioral science about engagement and intrinsic rewards, extrinsic rewards. We even had, our games are completely free to play always. There's never upsell for anything. But we actually consulted some casino game developers that really know how to get that stickiness in there. But what makes us really unique, Brian, is it's essentially a virtual apprenticeship. So you go into a game, you get to choose your avatar. And so we're very DEI intentional. So you can pick an avatar that looks like you or not. And as you try in different accessories, you're fed different jobs that might represent and how much you'd get paid and what pathway you might take to get there, whether it's a high school diploma, 2-year degree, 4-year degree, and so on. And so you go into these environments, you have challenges that are sim-esque. I'm not saying that they're virtual training, but they are playing within kind of a job fun construct. And as they finish a challenge, the player is given the lexicon of, well, what you just did there is a lab tech. And based on their location, they are given where they can take a class to pursue that career or companies around them that are hiring. And so that geospecificity, specifically with the underserved, to keep families intact is really important. They don't have to leave the state or even the region to pursue a lucrative career, but also for states to keep their talent local.
Thank you. And I love the fact that you can be virtual with this and people can be really virtually anywhere and be able to accomplish this. So I really love the platform. And Cynthia, how do you incorporate feedback from players, educators, and industry partners to evolve Skillionaire games, ensuring they remain relevant and effective in connecting youth and future job opportunities?
We do a lot of research, and we actually, you know, especially with technology, things change a lot, specifically within these careers we're promoting. So we rely a lot on industry to help inform kind of the high, hard ones and exactly what they're looking for and the skills and the jobs, as well as from the players, which can sometimes be brutal. Although we've been very fortunate that we've had players say, this is more fun than TikTok. So we have a pretty robust Discord community, as well as partnerships with after school programs like the Urban League, where we test all of our games to ensure stickiness and also accuracy. Again, this is a sort of fantastic job construct. So we're not being held to actual, you know, hyper-technical curriculum, so to speak, although we do have badges in the game that industry approves of to at least show proficiencies or vetted interest that, yes, this person has demonstrated, you know, some applications and interest to go into this field. So we do, it's a very collaborative process, and it's something that's audited basically about twice a year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I like how the industry has gotten involved a bit to help kind of approve that curriculum so that it does align with their certification or accreditation as these students come out and get into the real world and start applying those skills. So I appreciate that. And Cynthia, last question of the day, as the chief marketing officer and co-founder, what future developments can we expect from Skillionaire Games and SkillsGap? Are there new sectors, technologies, educational methodologies you're exploring to expand your impact on the workforce development landscape?
So the answer is yes, all of the above. I would say probably the most relevant as we talk about players being fed, you know, the geospecific information around them, incorporating generative AI into our games to really to kind of ramp up that personalization, just to see, you know, if the kids have awareness, if the youth have awareness, and we actually go up to 22 and 24 year olds too, they have awareness of these careers. That's great. And that's really all we were asking or thinking about. But if we were to personalize the journey a little more toward their proficiencies, not just their location, their interests, specific assessments that kind of help them move the needle, what we'd like to do is see them actually pursue these careers. So to go from awareness to action. So the incorporation of generative AI is definitely something you're probably going to see on our horizon. And then in terms of different sectors, we have five games. We're finishing our fifth right now, specifically within advanced manufacturing. This is ripe for a lot of industries. Skilled trades and the construction industry is one that's really, really hot. We've only been in business a couple of years, so we have to kind of take a breath and catch up a little bit, but this is definitely a cross-sector solution for workforce development.
Really love that, Cynthia. Appreciate the fact that you are looking ahead and really keeping up with some of the latest technologies that is enhancing just about every vertical and industry you can think of at this point. Obviously, generative AI, which you did mention, is going to be a huge game changer for what you're doing for sure.
And you just took my headline.
For sure. Cynthia, it was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Oh, Brian, thanks so much. Hope you have a great day.
Bye for now.